Welcome to the Gifters Podcast. I'm your host, Christopher Kai. This podcast is sponsored by the GPS Online Program, which teaches you how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business. For more information, go to ChristopherKai.com. Our guest today is David Walter. He's the number one bestseller of The Million Dollar Rebuttal, Cold Calling is Not a Numbers Game, Find Out Why. David, welcome to our podcast.
Oh, thank you so much. Excited to be on a podcast with you, Christopher.
So first of all, David, I want to applaud, commend, and share how we communicated just prior to this podcast. What I mean by that is I've literally done over 1,000 podcast interviews now, and you're the first guy that ever said, hey, Christopher, I bought your book and I gave you a review. And that, again, going back to what I talk about in my book, right? Do your best to give without expecting anything back, but you also stand out because too many people, they reach out to me on various platforms. Usually my team is the one answering. Some people, they get angry when I respond. Some people pitch me direct. And I'm like, I don't even know these people. Or even some people I meet in person, they're like, Christopher, can I take you out for dinner? I'm like, no. Like, I don't know them. I get approached all the time. But what I'm saying is you're better off just saying, hey, Christopher, I read your book. And I loved it. And I gave a review. And I'm like, okay, thank you, David. But already it's like you've given something as opposed to taking. And even this podcast, I'm giving my time. And I just want our listeners to know that if you want to build actual relationships and if you want to build rapport, you might want to just consider doing what David did, which is something simple. Now, I'm not saying you have to buy my book. I'm just saying just something like a compliment. It doesn't have to, you don't even pay for something. But David, how did you learn that giving is better than getting?
Well, I mean, I just read your book. And so that, I mean, top of mind, that was writing the book. I was trying to follow the guidelines and be a perfect follower of your book when I got on the podcast. And I noticed, I learned about complimenting from How to Win Friends and Influence People.
Great book.
You talked about it in your Google Talk.
Yeah.
You mentioned book. It and you know, just, hey, I like your dress. You know, I like that necklace or something even more deep, impactful. But it truly is, we crave from How to Win Friends and Influence, we crave to be important. That's why, have you read How to Win Friends and Influence People?
Yeah, so for our listeners, if you have not read Dale Carnegie's How to Win Friends and Influence People, you should. And whenever I talk about my Big Game Hunting book, Networking with Billionaires, Executive Celebrities, that you bought, David, and read, I always say that, have you heard of that book, How to Win Friends and Influence People? They say yes. I say, well, my book is more about how to win friends with influential people, because everyone has the same value as human beings. But unfortunately, if you really want to succeed monetarily or making a bigger MTAP impact, you need to actually go meet people. Like, for instance, David mentioned a few names and they're, I guess, seemingly pretty high up. But then the person at Salesforce, like, I've met Mark Benioff, who literally founded Salesforce. But I'm just saying that for our listeners, you really want to do what David did relative to giving, learning, and building your network. And for you, David, let's dive into your book. So first of all, this whole million dollar rebuttal, cold calling is not a numbers game. So let's just talk about when you realized you're good at sales.
It was after I had been in sales a lot, but it was
when you were 7 years old selling, you know, shoveling snow or doing a paper route when you're 12, like what were some of your first memories of you selling something when you were a kid?
Yeah, I did shovel snow. I did do a paper route. I did, and then I did a lawn mowing, and I made a lot of money doing that. And then I worked at a retail store. And I think that's really when I realized I was really good. You know, I was just still in the high school, the 12th grade, and I got hired. The guy didn't want to hire me. He wanted to hire me. Then he found out I was only 16 or 17. I had to be 18. Then I went back and convinced him that if he really wanted me, he had the power to hire me, and he should hire me. I'll be his best guy. And he hired me on the spot. So that's when I realized, and I discovered some of my secrets from the book about the big thing I was, you know, if we get at anything, I was really wanting, I'm trying to change the world. Christopher, I discovered something and I want the whole world to understand it when it comes to sales and marketing. What I discovered there is I could sell more to people who were just looking. That's what people say when they come to the store. I'm just looking. And it converted over into telemarketing. When you call people, they say, I'm happy with what I have.
Let's talk about that. One of the most common things that I have people, let's say I'm selling my GPS program, I teach them how to speak and coach globally. They're like, oh, Christopher, I'm so busy. I'm writing a book. I don't have time. So how do you respond when people talk about how they're so busy and have all this on their plate?
Yeah, well, that's people not even thinking. And most salespeople are what I call order takers. They get their leads from referrals, and they never really change somebody. They never take and create a need from scratch, from the ground up. And you can sell more because it's a huge opportunity. Everybody's going after that guy that has a need right now, and you've got 1,000 people chasing that one guy. It's almost like deer hunters in the trees and all over. They're all aiming at that one deer when there's thousands of other opportunities out there where people didn't say no. But to answer your question, you do agreement. I just did a post from Yes Man where he's like, yes, 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 from Yes Man. And that's what you have to agree with. You know, you're happy. Of course you're happy. I know you agree with them. You understand them from 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. I try to understand where they are coming from and all that. And I do something called aggressively agreeing. I even agree with them more than they agree with me. And it takes their breath away. And when you agree with people, they have nothing to say anymore. You know, I know you're not looking. You're never going to buy. You don't want to change. You're completely happy with what you have, blah, 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 blah. And then like, oh, okay. And then I just ask them, I'm just like, hey, Christopher, let me just ask you this, right? I know you're not looking to change, but if you saw something, I mean, if it fell out of the sky and hit you on the head and it was fell in your lap and it was 1,000 times better, it was faster, it was cheaper, it made you more profitable, would you just look at it? Wouldn't you look at it? And that's the key right there, is I try to find people that say yes. And those are what I call open-minded people. And that is the key. And they're out there. They're happy with what they have, but they're open-minded. And that's the key.
That's great. That's great. And what about when people say, oh, David, I don't have money?
We don't get that. It's like in the sales process. And oftentimes people who say they don't have money, it's because they don't really understand the need or the benefit, right? I mean, obviously, if they really don't have money, you could tell that when you walk in their office. You know, they're wearing shoes that are worn out.
On the phone. I mean, like, just based on what you show externally, trust me. I mean, when I met Sergey Brin from Google at a conference, literally, he was wearing sweatpants. That's not an indication of how much money they have. But I'm curious, let's say you're on the phone, you're trying to sell a program or product or your service, and they're like, I don't have the money. What do you say for your rebuttal?
Well, I tell them, let's not get the cart before the horse. You know, because basically, depending on what product you're selling, you could save them money, right? Instead of cost them money. Or there could be a value that could make them more money. So let's not talk about that money right now. Let's not get the cart before the horse. I just want to get some information to you, show you something that you haven't heard before. If I have time, there was a story in LA, if you don't mind me mentioning it real quick, where the lady was a law firm and I worked for Tony Saffion as his co-caller with, you know, when I was doing consulting. And she was completely happy. She told me she was happy with her IT company like 20 times. The key was I just wanted to show her something that she hadn't seen before. And 25 years ago, an idea of like a flat unlimited fee for IT was unheard of. Everybody just charged by the hour, blocks of time. And it just piqued her interest. And that was the key, Christopher, was this. Let's not talk about costs. Let's not talk about buying or anything like that. Let me just meet with you and just show you this cool thing. And then you'll know about it. That's what I tell people, is that if you don't know something, it can't benefit you. When you know something, then it could change everything, the way you view everything. You know, you learn, like I learned something new in your book, and it changed my entire outlook, right? And so that's all we're in the business of, is just teaching people. And that's what sales is teaching people.
That's awesome. You have a really great attitude and mentality toward this, David. And you also are curious and you love learning, which is a hallmark of any great leader and entrepreneur. Now, with your book itself, most of the times, like even with my networking book, I wrote it because people kept asking me over and over and over again, hey, Christopher, how do you go to this event? How do you go to that event? And not everyone has the money. So I say, hey, this is how you get in for free. This is how you leverage your own resources, or this is how you literally go just walk into a five-star hotel. But for you, given that you are a sales expert, why did you choose to talk about this million-dollar rebuttal as opposed to other things, maybe prospecting or negotiating? How come you said cold calling? It's not a good, because frankly, a lot of people hate cold calling because they get rejected a lot, or at least that's what they perceive. So first of all, for you, you have a really good knack for sales. A lot of people, they take it personal when the person isn't just saying, oh, David, I love your product, let me buy it. So do you feel that a person has to have a certain temperament to be a good salesperson?
Well, the thing is, cold calling is sales. That's the number one reason why cold calling fails, is they don't have salespeople making the calls. Only salespeople can talk to decision makers and persuade them, persuasion. And
what is considered a salesperson in your opinion? Like, what does that mean? Like, that's an interesting.
Yeah, a salesperson. Actually, I figured out how to hire salespeople. I worked for a company as a director, and I had to hire a bunch of people. And I was like, how am I going to hire them? And I said, oh, wait a minute, I'm a salesperson. So let me, what are my dominant traits that let me hire people? And I read all the time. And so that's one key to a salesman. They read all the time. Number two, teaching, storytelling. And there's a couple other things like that. But that, those are the, a salesman tells stories. I've never been around a salesman that tell me the sale he lost, the one he won, you know, the great sale, how he closed it. They sell. They tell stories. They love to teach and they read. And so I started just interviewing people and asking them, what book have you read? And believe it or not, Christopher, all these people claiming to be salespeople, 90% I interviewed, couldn't even name a book they had read, not even How to Win Friends and Influence People. Then a couple few people that had read named a two or three books. I just said, tell me something you learned and applied out of that book. And then I left, it left me with three people.
Wow. And then I said, how are those three people doing? Are they doing well as in the sales role?
This is, you know, like 7 years ago. And yeah, they did really well. You know, once I screened them by those things, they were really great salespeople.
Fascinating, Dave. Again, when I saw your application, I always bring the salespeople to the front of the line because, like I said, I'm here to serve and to give people and to teach people. And like I said earlier, a lot of people find, well, some people find sales like, oh my God, it's icky and, you know, I don't feel like selling. I'm like, and that's one thing. But for you, tell us more about your book, because again, it's called The $1 Million Rebuttal, Cold Calling is Not a Numbers Game. Find out why. So let's dive a little bit more deeper into your book.
Yeah, it's been, I mean, if you think about it, you can sell, but where are you going to get appointments, right? You have to have opportunities to sell. And you can wait around for referrals, which is what everybody does, but there's not that many of them. There's a lot of different things you can try, but the phone is cheap, easy, it's right there. You can pick it up and make some calls. And I know people don't like it, but if you're good at it, I found that people don't like things they're not good at. If you're good at it, it's enjoyable.
So you enjoy cold calling?
Absolutely, it's fun, it's a challenge. And that's what I tell people, is when you're on the phone, you have to make it fun. I say in the book, I talk about ways to get past gatekeepers. Say crazy things, you know, you mirror them, you listen to them, and they're not happy, they're having a bad day, and like, oh, how's it going? Oh, good morning, I wish it was 5 o'clock, you know. So you just have fun doing that stuff, telling little corny jokes, which is I picked up, you know, doing retail, tell people corny jokes, and then they laugh, tell jokes, stuff like, have fun. Jeffrey Gittimer, that's what he says, the little red book of selling, he says you have to make jokes, have fun. And when you're having fun doing it, it's a fun thing. And one of the big things is, I'll just share this with the audience, is cold calling is not a numbers game. That's what I found the number one reason that turns people off is the idea, Christopher, of just sitting there and making hundreds of calls. It's just not true because what happens is they're calling bad numbers. They're calling all this waste of time. And I just
sometimes the employer makes them do it. You know, I have friends that do 100, 200, 300 calls, but only because their employer in real estate, for instance, will say, hey, call this. So that might not be the thing. But the one last question I had, David, because this is only a 10-minute podcast, is your whole book you wrote, what's the one theme point advice you would give to our listeners?
That you can sell more to people that don't know they have a need. And that's the story of Febreze, basically, that people didn't know that they couldn't smell their odors. And that's the thing. People, businesses can't smell their needs, but they have the needs. And that's one thing I teach in my book is basically you can call them, be friendly, and then just point out things they don't know and meet with them to show them, teach them things that they don't know. And if you have that attitude, I mean, I set 15 appointments a day when everyone else was setting two. I mean, you can destroy, you can blow up everything you're doing. There's just this huge untapped market of potential out there for any business, whether you're selling copiers, IT, software, whatever it is, there's a huge untapped market. My book will help you tap that.
Yeah. David, you're awesome. I really appreciate your advice. And again, thank you for buying my book and writing a review. How can our guests read your book and connect with you?
On my LinkedIn profile, and I have a special website. It's Get Book Offer. That's GETBOK. offer.com, getbookoffer.com. And it's a free book. You just have to pay shipping and handling. And it really does cost money to ship and handle the book. So it's not a scam, but it is a free book. I bought hundreds of books I just ordered another 100 books that's being shipped to me right now. So we have the books. We have the books, and we're ready to ship them.
David, thank you so much for your time. Have a great day.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening to the Gifters Podcast. If you want to learn how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business, go to christopherkai.com to learn more.